Okay, turn to Ephesians 5. And on the context here of not getting drunk with wine, but being filled with the Spirit. And we talked last week about a tool or a way that we can be filled with the Spirit is singing scriptural psalms or hymns, making melody in our heart to the Lord. And today we're going to look at, if someone read verse 20.
That is not the way you learn Christ.
What chapter are you in?
Okay, so singing is one way to be filled with the Spirit. Being thankful or giving thanks is another tool to help us be filled with the Spirit. And so another thing that is in there is always giving thanks. So it's not just, you know, once in a while we're going to give thanks and that's how we're filled with the Spirit. That's how we keep growing. But we're always thankful.
Let's turn to, things are going good.
Maybe. What's that?
When things are going good and things are going bad.
Either right. Both ways. Always thankful,
It's easy to do when it's going good, but it ain't so good. Easy to do when it's going bad.
Right. And so that's one thing I think that, you know, as we'll see, like they mentioned, there's some examples we'll look at today of that happening. Let's turn to Ephesians 5, or 1 Thessalonians 5, I'm sorry.
What is it?
1 Thessalonians 5. And when we are looking at giving thanks always, and how that is going to help us be filled with the Spirit, someone read verse 17 and 18, please. Okay, so it's God's will that we're thankful or give thanks all the time, and a reason for that is, again, we kind of mentioned a little bit, is that someone who is thankful in all circumstances has a particular type of character, and so it's God's will that we have that. Let's turn over to Colossians 3, but giving thanks all the time, I think a thing to mention is it's a choice that we have.
The verse before that says rejoice always.
Right. Always rejoice in everything, right. And so it's not, when things are going good, we rejoice. Sometimes we have to have the right mindset and say, well, okay, well, I'm rejoicing in this trial, even though this is a trial, but because we have a bigger picture. In Colossians 3, someone read 15 through 17, please.
3 or 2?
3.
Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through God to God the Father.
Okay, so in verse 15, it talks about letting the peace of Christ rule in our hearts and be thankful. And then it goes in 16, talks about the scene, which you mentioned last week. But in 17, whatever we do, no matter what it is, we want to be given thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so being thankful, you know, we're always going to have struggles, and it's a choice how we handle it. You know, we're going to have trials, we're going to have whatever. You know, a lot of times the trials that we have now are probably a little bit piddly compared to a lot of things. And sometimes it's kind of, we might get a little, we're not as thankful in our piddly trials a lot of times, when there's probably a lot bigger trials we could have that are worse. And so I think we need to, sometimes we have to reevaluate or rethink what how we're handling that, and think, oh, hey, are we being thankful in this, even if it's not going exactly how we wanted it to go? Maybe it's not going as smooth as we want it to go. But he's saying, you know, that it's a choice whether we make that choice, or whether we're thankful or whether we're not thankful, or how we handle it. Let's look at an example in Psalm 86. Psalm 86. And we're going to read in verse 12, but I wanted to make a little bit of a mention here before that in verse 7, for example, David's writing this here, but he says, in the day of my trouble, I shall call upon thee. And so whether, you know, he talks about crying in verse 3, crying aloud all day long, it's something that David, everything was going fine, or whether he was having trouble. So I want to read verse 12 then.
I will give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and will glorify your name forever.
Okay. So you think about that, the giving thanks, whether he's in trouble or whether he's not, or even glorifying thy name forever. If you think of glorify, or another word that could be that goes along with glorifying is praise. You know, he is praising him forever, no matter what the situation. Okay, he's giving thanks to thee, no matter what the situation. He's praising God no matter what the situation. And so you see a little bit of that. The character that God is going for there is that no matter what, whether it's a trial or whether it's everything's going fine, are we going to praise God? Are we going to thank God? Are we going to have the attitude and the character to make the choice how we handle it? And it's really easy to do. One of those is really easy to do. When things are going great, it's real easy to praise God. It's real easy to be thankful. But it's not as easy to be thankful when things are going, everything's going wrong. Let's look at another example. Let's turn to Acts chapter 9. Acts 9. Now this is when Paul is on his way to Damascus, and he's blinded. And God talks to Ananias in verse 15 and 16. So I want to read that, please.
But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake.
Okay, so notice that God is telling Ananias that he's going to show Paul how much he must suffer for his name's sake. Now let's turn over to 1 Timothy 1. 1 Timothy 1. So I want to read verse 12, please. Could you have 13 and 14 as well, too, please, Larry? Sorry.
Even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor, yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant with the faith and the love which are in Christ Jesus.
Okay. So God told Ananias that he was going to show Paul how much he must suffer. And Paul says, I thank Christ, Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into service. So you think about the service that he had, that God was calling him to. He was going to show him how much he had to suffer for his name's sake. He was going to be in service to God. But Paul is thankful for that. Paul is thankful that he was put into service. Paul is really saying he's thankful that he was suffering. Now, it's not that he's just doing that to boast in, well, I'm suffering. He's thankful because that's made him the person that he is. It's made him react. The trials that he went through and how he reacted to that made him the person that he is. And that's what he's saying, the idea of being thankful. And he's telling the Ephesians, they'd be thankful, or telling the Thessalonians, be thankful in everything, in every circumstances, and always be thankful. Okay? That's a tool to be filled with the Spirit, because if we have that attitude, we're becoming more like Christ. You know, we understand the bigger picture. We understand that it's not all about what happens here. It's not all about what happens to me. Even going on with the sermon last week, it's not all about me. You know, if you think of a soldier, you know, especially even now, but especially like when you were, you know, what soldier want to be on the front lines when you're sword fighting? The one who understood that they understood it wasn't about them, and they were to die for their country or whatever. The guy who didn't want to do that wasn't going to be as willing to go on the front line because it was about him. And so the soldier that's on the front line understands that it's not about him. So if that soldier dies, he's given his other fellow soldiers opportunity to win the battle by what he's doing, but to win the war. And so we have to understand that it's not about us. So be thankful in the suffering. Be thankful when it doesn't matter if it goes good for us. Are we thankful in it? Is our character shaped that we are thankful in the trial, even though it's not as easy to be thankful? Because it's real easy to be the king and be thankful you won the war. But the guy who's dead on the front line that we're able to have you help you win the war, you know, he's not there to be thankful for the victory, but is he thankful for what he could do to help the victory? And so we have to have that attitude too as well. Is that Paul is saying here that he is thankful that he was put into service. He is thankful that he is suffering, even though he was a transgressor, a blasphemer, and a prosecutor, and a violent aggressor. But he was shown mercy. And so you think of that, how is he shown mercy by suffering? He's shown mercy by suffering so that it shaped his character, so he wasn't eternally condemned for eternity. So that'd be a reason to be thankful, even though he was suffering. And it shaped his character. So he was thankful for that. Even though we might not think it's called, you know, mercy, we have the idea of mercy. Oh, we're, you know, give your life to Jesus and everything's, you know, it's going to be great. And that's what people think. But the mercy that Paul was shown was actually suffering. The mercy that he was shown was that he wasn't held accountable for, you know, God forgave what he did, and he still suffered. But his character was formed so that he could be with God for eternity. That was merciful, even though it was suffering. So it's how you view the picture. You know, we don't view that as merciful, suffering as much. I mean, I'm not saying we don't, but in general, like human nature is not like, well, suffering is not being merciful. But that's what Paul considered it as. He considered it, him being put into service as receiving mercy, and he was thankful for it. Anybody have any comments on that?
Well, we kind of saw that song. You know, he was thankful and praising, and then if you read on a little bit more, you see why. He was thankful because his soul had been delivered.
Right.
He wasn't thankful necessarily because he was having trials on earth, but he was looking beyond that.
Right.
And he was finding thankfulness, knowing that I'm going to be delivered one day in heaven. And basically he put that above his struggles at that point, and that was allowed him to be thankful.
Right.
I mean, if we're only thankful for what we have in the moment, there's some days that we're not going to be thankful.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, that's just reality. But we need to look at, you know, like you're saying, more than that. We look at, you know, what God is really doing for us and giving to us. And that's really what Paul did, too.
Could be more days we're not thankful than we are.
Absolutely. Yes. And sometimes, you know, we need that reminder sometimes, too, that, and I think that's, you know, not to go into a whole big thing here, but, you know, that when we assemble and, you know, have the Lord's Supper and stuff each week, we can get that reminder, like, hey, I have something better than what I just went through this week. Mm-hmm. You know, I can continue to look forward because, you know, I do have this. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's just what we need to, you know, stay on track, I guess, or stay strong.
And your care, you know, if everything goes right, your character really is being tested.
Mm-hmm.
But when things go wrong,
right.
You know, your true character is going to show up.
Right.
Show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we have to look at the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe my character needs a little.
Right. Right. That's true. And with going even along with that, too, to not get down on ourselves, sometimes, you know, some things we do might not reflect our true character that we've built upon so far. Sometimes it can be discouraging that, well, I used to do that, and I hadn't done it for a while, and then I had an outburst of anger or whatever. But maybe that's not truly what our character is. Even though it happened, we still need to work on it a little bit more, but our character as a whole is good, but still needs a little bit of work on. Let's turn to another example, Acts 27. Acts 27, verse 35. But before we read that, if you just take a look at, trying to see here, I think in verse 27, it references the 14th day, or 14th night had come, and they were being driven about in the sea. Verse 33, Paul encourages them to take some food. Today, he says, today is the 14th day that you have been constantly watching and going without eating and having taken nothing. So there's this, they're on a ship, and the ship is getting, you know, all beat up because of the storm, whatever kind of storm it was. And, you know, they don't know if they are making it or not. And so it's not just been a one little thunder shower that went through. This has been a couple week process here. And so in verse 35, so I want to read that, please.
Having said this, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of all and broke it and began.
Okay, so Paul here. Now, Paul, even more, had been falsely accused by the Jews and had been in prison, had been drug around and transported, and now he's on this ship there, and he's a prisoner, and he's still in that time is still giving thanks to God. Yeah, it would have been pretty easy at 14 days in and you know, wondering what's going to happen, but he's still giving thanks to God in the trial. Like, the character is coming through, or is showing more through the trial. The character is being tested, but Paul is confident that they're gonna make it through, and Paul is still giving thanks to God. You can go to about any, you know, a lot of Old Testament passages or maybe other examples even, but like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is one thing that comes to mind, is that, you know, we're still not going to bow whether God saves us or whether he doesn't save us. And so and it doesn't say the word thankful there. They were thanking God necessarily, but they weren't going to bow to the statue whether or not they were killed or not, because it wasn't about them, because they appreciated who God was. It was about God and being obedient to him. So Paul here, even, you know, during their journey, a rough journey, Paul still gave thanks. It still was an opportunity to show thankfulness. Let's turn another example, Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Someone read verse 40 and 41.
Took his advice, and after calling the apostles in, they flogged them and ordered them to not to speak in the name of Jesus, and then released them. So they went on their way from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for his name.
Yes, so they weren't just going out to boast here, but they were flogged, and they still rejoiced in that. So if you think about it, when we rejoice over something, like 100% out of 100, we're thankful for it. You know, so it doesn't say thankful here, but it wouldn't necessarily be correct to say that they rejoiced over it and aren't thankful for it. They rejoiced that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for his name. So even, you know, even in the trial, even through the flogging, even through what they gave thanks. They were thankful for it. Their character was, it's not about me. It's a selfless character. It's about the kingdom. So if we're looking at, you know, we're talking about the singing last week, we're talking about giving thanks as a tool that helps us be filled with the Spirit. Because giving thanks in everything helps you, develops your character in a lot of things. It develops your viewpoint, develops your joy, because if you're thankful, you're joyful. It develops your motivation, because it's real easy to, if stuff's not going right, it's real easy to not be motivated. And so you think about the benefits of being thankful all the time. There's a lot of benefits to being thankful all the time. That's why it's a tool to be in filled with the Holy Spirit, because it's developing that character.
You know, when you look at that, I don't know what the details are about flogging, but it wasn't an easy process. You know, So they probably were beaten and whipped pretty hard, and but they were rejoicing that they over that.
Yeah.
I mean, just to show how the contrast is, you know.
Yeah.
And when you I've heard it said before that people will say, well, you're not being honest with yourself if you're being thankful all the time. Well, if you really look at the whole picture, you know, how things are, even the whole picture in the world, you know, a lot of people have a lot worse than us, no matter what's going on, you know. I mean, and you can always find somebody with a bad situation, so... Really, you know, it's not, we should always be having a great day, you know. We have the chance to have Jesus. What else could we, you know, else we want, you know. So, I mean, I guess that's just how things, you need to have that perspective probably to do that. James talks about that in his, maybe you're going with that, I don't
know. No, go ahead.
But he says, you know, consider it all joy, my brother, when you encounter various trials. When it tests your faith, produces endurance. I think that's the mindset we need to have, is that we should just count it all joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing, like the flogging you mentioned, I'm pretty sure it probably broke skin.
Yeah.
It was probably something, I don't know how much it was. There's probably different varieties of how much it was, but it wasn't something that just was a little punishment.
And some of that, like, is, you know, we talked about sanctification a couple of weeks back, about how we receive the holiness, but at the same time, there's also a contrast of that, or the side that you grow into. And some of that is this, you know, we have to grow into that faith to understand that, too. That, you know, for the young guy that's early on, you know, might not always have that character yet, to rejoice in the trials, and might just, you know, kind of be depressing and things like that, which even the older guys that have been in the
Yeah, it's moving past the physical boundary that this could affect me physically to the spiritual, that I can still get through it even if it affects me physically, you know. And, yeah, you talk about the mindset of growing into that. You know, they have to, or we have to, I guess I should say. It takes trial, and that's why Paul was thankful for it, because that was making him who he was. He was thankful for being put into service. You know, service to God isn't just serving in the palace and bringing him a supper type. You know, but it's hard, and so he was thankful for the service. I think you can translate, cross over the service and suffering there that he was saying there.
Mm-hmm. We consider a trial actually
right.
A benefit to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know where it says it exactly, but God's never going to put us in a situation that we cannot handle.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it doesn't seem like the things we ask for are happening. It's just not happening the way we thought
right.
It would happen. So
mm-hmm.
Most of the time,
right.
You know, what it is, whether it's harder or easier, or whatever, it's going to help us later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and just a quick note, on that passage you mentioned there, the word trial and temptation are both used in that passage. And when you think about it, that Satan is tempting us to try and get us to sin, but God is using the trial to accomplish his purpose, you know. And so the same thing with when Jesus was killed, you know, if the rulers of the world would have knew that Jesus, they would have been accomplishing God's purpose, they wouldn't have put him to death. That's 2 Corinthians tells us that. So it's the same thing with us, is Satan's trying to use that temptation to pull us away and thinking he's accomplishing it, but God's is really fulfilling purpose that to go through that trial for us to develop that character, you know, but he still is helping us through that. Doesn't allow more than we can handle. But that's really accomplishing his purpose, where Satan is trying to accomplish his purpose, but it's really accomplishing God's purpose. Let's turn to Hebrews 13. Someone read verse 15, please.
Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name.
Okay. So, again, the word continually is used there, talking about the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of the lips. And so you can kind of go through, even though the word being thankful isn't always, you know, isn't used a lot of times, in particularly talking about maybe a suffering, there's quite a few times where, you know, maybe it's talking about positive, but you go through the praise, you go through, like, if you kind of tie that together, you know, if you're praising through something, praising God through something, and you're going to be thankful for that. And one passage I didn't use here, and I thought I wrote it down, but I didn't, but as we talked about last week, was when Paul and Silas were in prison. And they were praising God through that. It doesn't say thanking, but if you kind of look at that here, and where the fruit of the lips, or the sacrifice of praise, is the fruit of the lips that give thanks. Yeah, so we're being thankful in our praise. And Paul and Silas were praising God through the trial. They were singing and they were praying and they were praising God. They were thankful in it. They were rejoicing. And so they were rejoicing through that trial. But if you want to look at the word, at some of those examples, you can get a lot more passages that are talking about, hey, we're, and a lot more examples where they praise them through the trial. They praise God through the trial, or they thank God through the trial. That was that character they had, because it had been pretty easy to be down in the dumps about it. You know, it had been pretty easy to, at midnight when you're tired and been thrown in prison and there, to really just say, let's just try and sleep, get some rest. But they were praising God through that. They were thanking, they were thankful. So our attitude gives to give thanks to God no matter what circumstances is going to a tool to help us be filled with the Spirit, because that's developing that character. That's developing our reaction. We're thankful not because everything's going right for us, but that the kingdom's moving forward. Because sometimes we have to suffer for the kingdom to move forward, whether that's suffering for someone else to have that opportunity, or suffering so that we're growing, or suffering for both, our growth and someone else's growth. The kingdom still is moving forward, and we need to be thankful for that, because it's a bigger picture and it's not about us. Anybody have any comments on that? Okay, that's all I have for today. We'll pick up in verse 21 next week.